Hey everybody, it's Sophie, and welcome to episode 134 of the Big Boo Cast. As always, we are so excited you're here, and this time you're here to listen to a variety of topics discussed by Melanie and me. We're going to talk about an exciting new project that Melanie is planning for Caroline's room. We're going to talk about all the things that we're not cooking these days, and we're going to hear Melanie sound super enthusiastic about a new show that she and Perry are actually watching together, of all things. Before we get to that, though, I want to tell you about something that Melanie and I love with our whole hearts, and that is FabFitFun. The spring FabFitFun box is available now, and you want to sign up before they sell out. You do not want to miss this box. Primarily because a FabFitFun box is like getting the best birthday present in the whole wide world four times a year. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full size, all the way full size, beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of $200, and you will find the most fun things inside. You might find skincare from Glam Glow or Kate Somerville or Dr. Brandt. You might find fashion items from Vince Camuto or Free People or Michael Stars. You might find beauty products from Tarte or Moroccan Oil or Zoya. The spring box, y'all, is so great. It has products like Show Me Your Moo Moo Robe, a Sip by Swell water bottle, Quay sunglasses, and then one of my favorite things that I have run across in a FabFitFun box lately, which is Dr. Brandt No More Baggage Eye Gel. It is a needed product in my life. So don't miss out. The FabFitFun boxes sell out fast. And fortunately, you can subscribe using our coupon code and get $10 off your first box. So here's what you do. You go to FabFitFun.com and use the code BIGBOO, B-I-G-B-O-O, so you can save $10 off your first box, which will make it only $39.99. Again, that's FabFitFun.com and use the code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box. What a fun way to treat yourself and feel like it's your birthday four times a year. Alrighty, here we go with episode 134. Thanks so much for being with us. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We were just talking about our financial acumen.
Oh, listen, between the two of us, we are a...
Oh, we're getting close to tax time, everybody.
Well, and I was telling Sophie, which I, God rest his soul, but I just found out last week our accountant died, which
is terrible.
It's terrible. Listen, he was older. It's fine. I'm sad about it. He died apparently in December, but that explains why I was like, he normally sends us like a tax worksheet that we fill out, you know, and then we send everything in. And anyway, he died. That's why we hadn't gotten our tax work. So when I called, I was curious because when I called his office line, I guess was his cell phone, like last week, to say, hey, you haven't sent us our tax worksheet. We need it. It said, this voicemail box is full. And I thought, huh. And I knew last year he had told me that he wasn't in good health because we'd had to file an extension because he'd been in the hospital. And so anyway, I know. I'm real sad about it. So anyway, we're in the market for a new accountant.
Yes.
So
I don't understand any of it. I really don't. Like, I'm so grateful for people who do that kind of work.
Yes.
Because I really, like, I just feel like I walk in with all my papers and things, and I do try to put them in good stacks with good clips.
Yeah.
So it looks like I have really considered the things that are in my hands, but really, yes. I just want somebody to take it. You just take these things, and then you tell me how much, on whatever day you draft it,
and yes, Yes.
And I will make my peace with that between now and then.
That's it. I mean, here you go, IRS. I will pay you my money. I don't mean to make any mistakes. I needed the portion of my life to not have any math in it. And that's why I can't. And I feel like, here's my thing. I start off really strong in January every year. And I'm like, I'm going to keep my receipts. I'm going to really keep everything. Like, I'm going to have a file, and here's my travel receipts, and here's my expense receipts, and here's all my stuff. And then by the time it gets to this time of year, I start looking, and essentially, like, I open up my wallet and there's like 6 receipts to like Chevron.
And one time you went to Starbucks when you were in like Kansas.
Yes. And then like a receipt to like a stop and go for like a pack of corn nuts and some Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
And then that just seems embarrassing. You're like, I collected these $54.65 worth of receipts of business expenses.
Yes. I'll sit here and wait for my money, everyone. Listen, I'll have you know. So I will say, I told them last night, the American Express card has been very helpful for me with this. Because if I'm doing anything like writing, speaking, podcast related, I do it all on my American Express. So that makes it easy for me to go back and look, which is helpful.
Oh, that's good. And, yes. You
know, and there's a record. But I have, I just noticed when I pulled up, Amazon has delivered my new package of Poly Pentaflex files. Mm-hmm. Because I had the same thing happen in the accountant's office. I was like, I'm going to color code my files. I'm going to actually print the receipts as they come in, or I'm going to hang on to my receipts as they come in, and I'm going to file them according. Listen, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be in the same boat as you by like mid June. It's just going to be, a receipt from where I got a piece of pizza at a Sparrow in an airport.
And then you can't remember, was that from a personal trip or was that a business trip? I don't remember. Right. And then I do a lot of this where like I'll drop stuff off at Goodwill and they're like, would you like a receipt for tax purposes? And I'm like, sure. And you know, they just hand it to you. And so I just stuff them in like a bin. And then about tax time, I'm like, I don't know, that's probably worth like $500 worth of donations. I don't know. It was a 10-year-old Ralph Lauren bedspread. What do we think that's worth?
It's awful. But again, the American Express, between my Google Calendar and the American Express, I feel like I was able to really reconstruct some things. Like I really got a handle on where I had been and when, and helped me get back through my statements. So I was able to kind of gather everything. But it really took me, a little while to do that. It's not a quick process.
No. And see, I could probably do the same thing with my debit card, but that's also our personal debit card. So that's a lot of figuring out. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's the kind of thing I don't know that I'm going to dig into unless I were to get audited. I mean, you know, it's like, and I'm not asking to be audited. I'm just saying I try my best to remember what I've spent where and what my business expenses are. And really, truth be told, I kind of feel like the way I do this, I feel like the IRS really comes out ahead in this deal. Because I'm like, whatever. Yeah. I'm going to send you some extra money so that I don't end up in prison. You know, that's...
We're not going to nickel and dime this thing. Whatever decisions I make are going to err in your favor. So.
Yes, exactly. I'm not going to try to write off like my new Free People jeans I bought. You know, I'm fine to just let's call it even on that deal. So anyway, but I've really been thinking about money because let me tell you, I nearly said this to you on text last night, but I was like, I need to save it for the podcast. Because we have been watching, Perry and I have finally found a show that we are both into. And you know that that's like our white whale. You know, it doesn't happen. Narcos on Netflix.
Okay. I've seen previews for that, but I've never really understood what it was about.
I'm so wrapped up in the life and the crime of Pablo Escobar right now. I can't even tell you. And I feel like everything in my life, because as you remember from the Fire Festival documentary, that was Pablo Escobar's island was where they were initially going to have the festival that turned out to either not be his island or whatever. It is fascinating. Here's what I'm going to tell you. It's not kid friendly. It's not even like Alex Hudson friendly, because it has that thing where you're watching it. It's a lot of subtitles because it's all about the Colombian drug trade.
Okay.
And Pablo Escobar. And it starts in the 70s when they developed cocaine and began to figure out how to import cocaine into Miami. And so it starts with that. So it'll break off to like a random, like, I'm going to call it an intimate scene for the children who might be listening in the car.
Sure.
Every now and then. So there is that. So Perry and I were watching it the first night, and Caroline was sitting on the couch kind of, and all of a sudden we were like, whoa, fast forward. You know? So just know, fair warning.
Okay.
It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this. It's confirmed for me, and this won't surprise you because you know me now. I've never been very aware of current events that are going on throughout the world.
Right.
You know? And so, because we're watching this and it'll clip, but it'll go between real life news clips and then the actual, and then the show. So you'll see like George H.W. Bush, like talking about like, we're sending support to Colombia to help in the capture of Pablo Escobar. And I'm like, that was all going on in my lifetime when I was like in my 20s.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
No awareness of that. I mean, there are names that sound familiar to me when they talk about Manuel Noriega. And of course, Pablo Escobar. Yes. But you would really like it. Like, it's violent, but it's fascinating. Like, it,
you know, I like any fictional, not fictionalized, but I love any sort of account of real life news.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, when I've been aware of a news story or something like that, and then there is some, you know, it's almost historical fiction. Like, it actually happened in history, but maybe they fictionalize little bits and pieces for the sake of the story. I like that stuff.
And so this, you would really, it's so interesting because it's how much it took off. I'm going to tell you that here's what has gotten me as we're talking about the IRS and taxes. There was a time they were bringing in so much money that they couldn't launder the money. And so they just buried, they would dig a hole, and they had like treasure maps all over Colombia where they would just bury like $5 million. Because they didn't know what to do with it. No, like, he hid $2 million in his mother's couch. Like, they couldn't even.
Word.
Yeah. Like, by the time he died, they said his net worth was $30 billion.
Oh, my word.
I know. And, like, he kept it in like a, like, it would like dug up. There's like a legend that at one point when he was in hiding that his daughter was cold. And so he just set $2 million on fire to keep her warm.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's fascinating. I'm so caught up in it. I mean, we've been watching. Perry is not really one to binge watch, and he's not one to stay up late. But it's like I've sucked him into my world with Narcos, and I'm so happy about it. And we've stayed up till midnight, like, the last three nights, like, watching, like, hit next episode. Like, he didn't even know how Netflix worked. I'm like, you just hit next episode. You know, like, just click. It's so fascinating.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait, hold on. I was trying to look up a preview, and now music's playing, and I don't know how to make it stop. You can't hear it?
No, I can't hear it. So there's the original Narcos. So there's three seasons, about 10 episodes per season. We're about halfway through season two, to give you an idea of the pace at which we are watching this. And then, but now I just noticed when I looked on today that there's now a Narcos Mexico version.
Oh, my goodness. The possibilities.
I know. It's crazy. I mean, it really is fascinating to like see how they had these labs and they would make this cocaine in the business. And here's what I think is so interesting. This is like the antithesis of when you watch something like The Greatest Showman and you're like, the gospel was all over that.
Right.
I'm going to say like the anti-gospel is all over this. Like it's because that's what Perry said. Like, we were watching last night and we were like, at some point, this isn't even about the money they could make anymore. Because you've made more money than you can ever spend. Like it became about, and he gets increasingly like more and more corrupt. Like, he started off like he wanted to be a modern day Robin Hood. So he would go to these poor neighborhoods where he grew up in Colombia, and he would like just hand out like money, like $100 bills, and like give money. And he was building houses, but it all turns, and it's just, it's fascinating. It's really good. So
So it becomes more about the power and the control and the manipulation and that whole thing.
And his pride and his and his need to have power and his need
I get
to
all in that.
Yeah, and his need to win over the government, because I mean it becomes, I mean, he is an enemy of the state. Like the whole thing becomes about him. The U.S. wants to have him extradited to the United States, and he's trying to bargain with Colombia. It's fascinating. I mean, like the fact that all this went on in my lifetime, I'm like, well, I had no idea.
But I love that. It's like you discover, I don't know, it's a way, it makes history more compelling and relatable in a way when
it does.
When somebody tells the story really well.
Well, and it's interesting because it does make sense, because I'm like, if this were all going on now, and now I'm a grown up, so it's hard to tell, but I'm like, that's before the days of like Twitter and instant news too. So like, unless, because you think this was when I was in college, so I know this will shock you, but we weren't gathered around the nightly world news at 10 o'clock when we were in college.
You weren't watching Peter Jennings
on
ABC News.
Let's see what Tom Brokaw has to say tonight about the world.
That's right.
We didn't really care.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would read USA Today a lot in college because I don't know why. I thought it was cool because it had a life section and they talked about movies and that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
I don't know that I fully absorbed. It's like I remember watching the Oliver North hearings.
Yes.
I was a teenager, but I didn't really know what it was about. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it was something to do with arms sales, but I didn't really get what the big deal about it was.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm going to tell you that Oliver North ties into all this.
Because he was trying to sell, he was providing Nicaragua with guns to fight, right?
Yes. And so Nicaragua was providing transportation for Pablo Escobar to continue getting his drugs to Miami.
Okay.
And so there was a whole, I know. So it's all ties in. So it's like you see these players, you're like, oh, there's Oliver North. I know him. You know, like I do know that.
Oh, gosh.
So but it gives you. I was going to say, it gives you an appreciation because like George H.W. Bush, which they said that he became Pablo Escobar, that was his worst nightmare when Bush got elected because he had been the head of the CIA. So he actually, he knew how to take down Escobar. And before that, nobody like Ronald and Nancy Reagan did the like say no to drugs, but Bush knew how to get in there and eliminate him.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh, I think I would like that.
You would like it.
I have not watched, shockingly, any sort of episodic television, really. Well, that's not true. But I have the new season of Chef's Table came out last Friday night. And you know how I love Chef's Table on Netflix. It's one of my favorite things. It's so beautiful. It's so inspiring. And there is an episode. It was the second one that popped up for me about a woman in who's originally from India, but she lives now in London.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Asma Khan. And she is has a restaurant in London now, but she only hires, her kitchen is full of female chefs.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you something. Like, it was one of those things. I was a wreck by the time I got to the end of that thing, just because of just the way that they told the story, the way that those women had been in power, these women who had never really seen themselves as chefs. Mm-hmm. They were just her friends who kind of started cooking with her. And then she brought them into a kitchen. And now, you know, they have this phenomenal restaurant. But like, I loved it so much. It made me so happy.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I like those kinds of stories, and as I've said a thousand times, I'm fascinated specifically by the creativity that people who are chefs possess.
Yes.
So it was really beautiful. I loved it so much, but I've still got two episodes left, so I haven't finished it. But golly, I enjoy it. It's just, it's one of my favorite things. One of my very favorite things. So it's fantastic.
Well, you know, speaking of, I feel like, I don't know if you've gotten in your inbox, but I feel like people have sent me a lot of beautiful pictures of various charcuterie boards. Have you seen, like,
listen, and
I know.
The San Antonio ladies said something about us on Instagram. Yes.
They did. I saw that. I was so excited. I was like, oh, the board couple. I want to have a reason to order something from them so that I can have a beautiful charcuterie board.
Yes. There were so many beautiful pictures that people mm-hmm. directed us to. It was fantastic.
I know. I had no idea that. And somebody, even Kyle Richards, had posted a picture of hers on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I really got in there. I tried to really look at what was going on that
mm-hmm,
thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, it was massive. It was so big.
It was so big. I mean, it just had mm-hmm. stuff that I was like, I don't even know what all of that is.
Are you cooking right now? How are you doing with cooking? You know, I feel like I do pretty well with cooking in the winter.
Yes.
And then when we're have Christmas and New Year's and all that kind of stuff. But when we get into spring sports season.
Yep. Yep.
The wheels fall off for me.
Same. Listen, we are same. I had not really cooked. I feel like the last 2 weeks, it had been such a like wing and a prayer over here, you know, where it was like, mm-hmm. Just here we go. So this week I thought I'm going to do better. And Caroline, well, you know this, but her foot is hurt right now.
Right.
We don't know what's going on, but she's resting this week. So that means she's got soccer games, but she's not playing in soccer games, and she's got track meets, but she's not running in track meets. So I was like, okay, I can actually cook this week. So Monday night, I'm going to tell you that I made this fish that I saw on Pinterest. So it was like a baked Mediterranean cod, which I didn't use cod. I used trout because that's what we have. But we have a freezer full of fish. And so I was, and the only way we ever cook it is when Perry fries it. So I was like, I need to find another way. So I made this fish. I'm going to tell you, it wasn't bad. The recipe called for some smoked, I'm about to make you laugh. It called for like smoked paprika on it. And that flavor was a little heavy to me. It turns out I don't think I really like so much the Mediterranean part of that baked Mediterranean fish. I think what I wanted was...
Right.
But I tried to make this whole... So since I was baking the fish and you do it in a cast iron skillet, and I do think I'll do it again, but I think I'll just do it with lemon and garlic and butter next time and maybe some capers or something.
That's the best way to fix fish, in my opinion.
Yeah, because then you get the lemony flavor cuts through the fish, and it's just because I don't like my fish to taste like fish.
Mm-mm.
But then I thought, so then I was looking it up and I was like, oh, I need a side dish. So I had found this thing for this kale salad, which that's another story because it was really good. The kale salad with this homemade dressing.
Really?
Yes, it was so good. And you made it with, we'll put the link in, but it was a kale salad, but it was a homemade dressing that you made with like apple cider vinegar and olive oil and a tablespoon of like maple syrup. And I can't tell you, but it was kind of just a sweet, tangy, lemony. Oh, and then lemon juice, a lot of lemon juice. So it was real lemony. And there's a restaurant here called Cappy's that does this lemon kale salad that I love. So I was trying to replicate that. So you do the kale.
You know, I don't love kale because I always feel like somebody has taken the decorative part of the salad bar and just chopped it up. But I would use, I mean, like I love arugula. There's all kinds of more.
Yes,
I guess
you can do. Yes,
stronger tasting lettuce products. I would go for.
Well, and you know you can massage your kale, which helps. You break it down. You break it down.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that's a real thing. So it's this lemony dressing on the kale, and then you do shredded Parmesan and like dried cranberries and pine nuts.
That sounds delicious.
And it was really good. So the salad was good. Then I was like, I need like a rice or a potato. I thought I had some Uncle Ben's wild rice. I didn't. So I linked in the Mediterranean fish was like, oh, I make it with this Lebanese rice as a side. So I was like, okay, what's Lebanese rice? So I click over. Well, it's just white rice. But then you brown like vermicelli, like in the deal. But I was like, well, I don't have that. So I just broke up some spaghetti noodles and browned those.
Were they good? Was it good?
I'm gonna tell you, it wasn't that good. It was good in that it was a mild side that paired with the fish because the paprika was so strong on the fish. But I'm gonna tell you that this is the bottom line. I put that dinner with the fish and the kale and my Lebanese rice, and Caroline said, "What's happening with this dinner tonight? This looks real different from anything we normally eat." And I was like, "Yeah,
what's going on?
What's happening?"
Hey y'all, it's Sophie, all by myself in the middle of the podcast because I want to tell you about a couple of things. Here's the first thing, Green Chef.
Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. Green Chef lets you choose from a wide array of easy to follow lifestyles with select organic ingredients. The recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions with chef tips and photos to guide you along. Everything is hand-picked and it's delivered right to your door. With Green Chef, it's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you'll love to cook, and you can switch up your meal plan whenever you're ready to try a new way to eat. The meal plans include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, Mediterranean, heart smart, lean and clean, keto, gluten-free, and omnivore. With Green Chef's wide variety of high-quality, clean ingredients, you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. Y'all, I was so fascinated when we recently got our first Green Chef shipment because it's all right there. They have selected all the ingredients for you. The meat is in the same package. You don't have to do any shopping at all. We actually had all the stuff for something called chorizo spiced chicken tacos. Y'all, did you know you can make taco shells out of cheese? I had no idea. It had a jicama slaw. When do I ever cook with jicama? Never. But it's all right there. It's portioned for you. It's easy to prepare and it's delicious. It's kind of a hard combo to beat. So if you would like to try Green Chef, here's what you do. You go to greenchef.us/bigboo and get $50 off your first box. Again, go to greenchef.us/bigboo and get $50 off your first box. It's so great to have access to so many healthier options. And it's also great to be able to get supper on the table relatively quickly at the end of a long day. I think y'all will love it. Here's the second thing I want to mention to y'all. Simple contacts. Listen, there are a million things demanding your time. Contact lenses should not be one of them. And Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. So if you're on your couch, you can reorder your contacts. If you're in an airport, you can reorder your contacts. If you're at your office, guess what? You can reorder your contacts. The doctor's office is now wherever you are. It's so simple, y'all. The Simple Contacts Vision Test is self-guided. It takes less than 5 minutes. It takes so much less time than if you have to make an appointment and get to the eye doctor, take time off, sit in the waiting room. This test is designed by ophthalmologists and a licensed doctor reviews every test. So you can skip the office visit, but not the care. The reviews for Simple Contacts speak for themselves. Simple Contacts has been rated 5 stars over 5,000 times on the App Store. And you can text with the support team and always get to speak with a person if you need some help. Simple Contacts has all the brands and types of lenses you're familiar with, so you don't have to shop around. And the vision test is only $20. Plus, the contact lens prices are unbeatable. Standard shipping is free. And best of all, we have a special promotion for our listeners of the Big Boo Cast. Y'all, I did not understand how this could work, but sure enough, I stood right here in my office. I took a vision test. Somebody looked over that vision test. They confirmed my prescription and my contacts were on the way. Really is a time saver. So for $20 off your first Simple Contacts order, so all you have to do, you go to simplecontacts.com/bigboo20 or use the promo code bigboo20 at checkout. That's simplecontacts.com/bigboo20 or enter the promo code bigboo20 at checkout for $20 off your first Simple Contacts order. Now, this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. We all need to be getting those, but this is a great way to make sure that your prescription is accurate and to renew your contact lens orders. I'm a fan.
Alrighty, y'all. Here we go. Back to episode 134.
So the highlight of that was the kale salad. But then this is the other thing Caroline said to me. She goes, this salad's actually pretty good. And I said, I know. And she goes, I don't want you to pack it in my lunch. And I said, what? And she said, anytime I tell you something's good, you're always like, you want me to pack it in your lunch? And I'm like, that's because I don't know what to pack you in your lunch.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Mm-hmm. It's good, really, because I'll make it like in 3 days again. We can enjoy it again because I found something new that we all like. So how about that?
Exactly.
Golly.
I know. So I made that. And then last night we ended up picking up Mexican food because the soccer game was supposed to start at 5. It didn't start till 6 because the other team was late getting there. We only stayed for the first half because Caroline wasn't playing and we were up 5-0. So I was like, this game feels safely in hand. But then it was too late to cook. So tonight I'm making for the first time. I haven't made them. I'm making the sliders tonight.
Oh, listen, I've made them twice. Mm-hmm. I made them again last week. And I'm telling you, like, I made a giant, like, cookie sheet kind of, whatever you call those, roasting pan.
Yes.
Full of them. And we eat them for 2 nights.
Yep.
We have both times. They're delicious. Mm-hmm. They're so good. Oh, my gosh. They're so good.
I know. I'm super excited.
And Alex came home from lacrosse, whatever night that was last week, and he saw them, and the reaction was so strong. And it was just like, yes. Like, you know, he calls them the special hamburgers. Where are the special hamburgers? So I did. He loves the roasted potatoes. Is Tzatziki's in San Antonio? Has it gotten there yet? Do y'all have Tzatziki's?
Is it a restaurant? No.
Okay. Yeah, no. It's a Greek chain. I know it's spread a lot. It started here, but it's spread in a lot of places. Anyway, he loves their roasted red potatoes. And so he had asked me at some point, like, could you make those potatoes like tzatziki's? And so I just got some red potatoes and cut them up and drizzled olive oil on them. And then that Cavender's Greek seasoning all over the top of it.
Mm.
And then just baked them. And they were delicious.
Okay.
So that was a good side for the sliders.
Okay. I'll have to keep that in mind. That's a good. So
that was easy.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I don't want to cook anything. That's the whole problem. I'm like, bleh, everything just, I'm not excited about cooking.
I know. We're going to do tonight. You know, I started last spring when I was really going to get back with writing and Alex was in lacrosse and we were going to have simple suppers.
Yes.
And so we're doing a simple supper night. And simple supper just means like you can get some noodles and some marinara sauce. You can cook yourself a frozen pizza.
Mm-hmm.
David likes these Jimmy Dean turkey breakfast bowls. You can have one of those. I'll eat cheese and crackers, like whatever, but we're just there's no meal plan. It's just every man for himself. So that's what we're going to do tonight.
Okay.
And that'll be fine.
Yeah. I need to kind of, but it's just, I just need to plan better. I feel like last week was weird because I was out of town and then we had a lot going on. And so this week felt a little more normal. So maybe by next week I'll be closer to a better version of myself. I don't know.
Do you think you're going to be finished with the book in the next couple of weeks?
I do. Yes, I do. I'm powering through that sucker. I mean, now it's going to need some edits. I'm going to say that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think my deadline is April 1st. And I know, you know, you and I both know that means there's some wiggle room there and it doesn't have to be April 1st. But like I'm telling myself, like drop dead date is April 1st because the week of spring break, I'm thinking I'm not going to get anything done because is that Alex? I can hear him.
Oh, yeah. He's yelling. He's playing some game with his friend Sumner.
Okay.
And he said they won lacrosse last night. It was a really like back and forth game. And they ended up winning 12-11 against a really good Homewood team.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, no practice tomorrow. So he's home in the afternoon. And he was like, Sumner said he's going to, so they're playing some game. And so I may have to shut the door because they will scream.
Well, that's exciting. That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what I was going to say. What was my mind?
Spring break.
The book. Yes, spring break. So I know that the week of spring break, I won't get anything done. So that is 1 week I don't have because Caroline wants to paint her bedroom. So we're going to do that spring break.
Hold on. Let me shut this door. Hold on. So you're going to power through. You're going to get her done.
Yes. And we're going to paint Caroline's bedroom. That's what. And so we're painting it white. You asked. We're painting it white.
Okay.
It's currently light gray. And then she had wanted to wallpaper one wall. And she wanted.
I appreciate her decorative vision.
Yes. She does have it. She has a vision. So she wanted to wallpaper it with this wallpaper that's like green palm leaves. all over it. It's super 70s. It reminds me of something that like my grandmother would have had. But that's what she wanted. And so, but our walls kind of have enough texture to them that I'm like, once she wallpapers that wall, like that's, so anyway, I've ordered us. We're going to see how this goes. I found a palm leaf stencil on Etsy and we're going to stencil that wall with palm leaves.
I'm so curious to because here's what I know before you have even picked up a brush, before you have ever placed that stencil against the wall, you are going to get so obsessed,
yes, ma'am,
with the spacing and the tone and the texture and the outline and the definition of every one of those leaves.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know me. You know me.
Essentially what we're going to have is we're going to have a shoebox float all over again.
That's exactly right. Except on her wall. Except on her wall.
This is the high school version. This is the high school version.
Yes. Of that. Yes. So we've ordered this palm leaf and I've already decided because I've already researched. So the best thing to do is to paint her wall with normal wall paint and then to use acrylics to do the stencil. And so to replicate the palm leaves the way she wants them, we're going to need at least four different shades of green.
Well, so I'm sure you will. Yes.
As everyone knows.
I mean, again, the leaves have to have dimension. It can't just look like an oval thing.
No.
It's got to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, so that is what we're going to do. So I'm going to have to measure. I'm going to have to line it up. I'm going to have to tape it. And you and I both know that this is going to end with Caroline sitting on her phone, Snapchatting people while I am slaving over that wall.
Yeah. And here's what else I know is that should Jesus come back in that window of time in which you were working on that room, he will have to drag you.
Mm-hmm.
He will have to drag you into his eternal kingdom.
That's exactly
It will, you will not go gently. Mm-mm. You will not go gently.
Mm-mm. Nope. Cause it is not finished. Don't take me yet, Lord. I need to finish this wall.
You'll be holding on to that stencil brush with that left hand trying to stipple in some detail.
Yep. Yep.
As the Lord calls you home.
Exactly right. So we'll see how that goes, but that's the plan.
Okay. Well, I cannot relate to that because I don't think Alex will ever want to decorate his room ever again. Mm-hmm. I don't think he
cares.
I don't think he cares. He does not care. Uh-huh. The poster, he got asked to spring fling.
Yes.
So the poster that was used to ask him, he put on his wall and it's like, I don't know, it's like 2 inches from the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Like it's way up there.
Well, yeah.
It's way up there.
Yeah.
Tacked in.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I said, we could probably make this a little bit more symmetrical, your poster.
Yeah.
That your friend Cameron made. Uh-huh. We could probably get it.
Mm-mm. No, who cares? No. Why would you want to do that? Doesn't matter.
Why would you want to do that?
Yep, I know. I'm going to tell you.
Makes no sense at all.
The thing I'm going to need Perry to be busy because I don't need him to supervise my stenciling project.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because he's going to know how to do it better than me. And he's going to want me to do things like get out a ruler and like a level to make sure. And they're palm leaf. So guess what? They don't have to be straight across. They can have some movement and they can. So anyway, we'll see how that goes. We may end up getting wallpaper before it's all said and done, but wallpaper feels so permanent to me.
Well, you're going to need Perry to trust your creative process.
That's exactly right.
He's got to respect the creative process.
That's exactly right. So anyway, that's what we've got big plans to do.
Okay. Well, that sounds like an undertaking. That sounds like one of those things where you think, you know, I bet it'll take 4 or 5 hours. And then like it's day six and you're you're at the bottom corner of the wall.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. That I'll be like, well, I had to paint it and start all over again. So I don't know. My thought is it's just paint. So if it really starts to go south, we can just repaint and she'll just have an all white room.
Right. Now, you mentioned that you saw this on Pinterest, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, and you mentioned that you got a recipe on Pinterest,
I know,
right?
Yes. Yes.
So you're still using Pinterest.
Well, you know why? Because I'm writing a book right now. Okay. You know what I mean? So it's like, I sit here and then I'm like, and it, so, you know, me and my process of writing a book, when I've like, well, I've looked at everything on Twitter. Nobody's tweeted anything in the 2.6 seconds since I last looked at Twitter. There's nothing on Instagram. I've already covered Facebook. So I'm going to go over to Pinterest and see what's happening over there. So it's like, it's just, it's another distraction that I needed because I really hadn't been on Pinterest in a long time.
Okay, well, let me ask you this and then I'll answer too.
Okay.
When you're in the middle of writing, what's your A number one, what's the thing on the internet you should probably actually figure out a way to block because you keep going back to it for distraction? What's yours?
Right now, like for this book, it's Instagram stories.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. What about you? All right.
Mine's Twitter. 100% is Twitter. My word is Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. But Twitter's not as much fun as it used to be, though.
I feel this loyalty to Twitter. Like, I feel like I could quit every form of social media, but I would not give up Twitter.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I don't really know why, except that I think for me, it's like a way I can kind of check the news without going too deep in the news. You know what I mean? That makes sense. It kind of gives me like, it's like an overview of what's happening in the world. And so I don't know. For some reason, I really love Twitter and I do love Instagram too. But as I have mentioned, I've had to step back a little bit lately from Instagram. I have not been on it as much, but I think I'll pick back up now that I finished the book and I'm ready to engage.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more. Yeah. So.
And I kind of tended to, I've filtered through my Instagram a little bit and just anything that I felt like was taken up or that I didn't feel like was, and listen, this is laughable as I say this, given the things that I do follow and take the time to watch, but anything I felt like wasn't really the best use of my time, I've temporarily muted.
Right.
Because I'm like that, it was too much. Like I like, here's the thing. I like a lot of people, but if I pull up your Instagram story and I see like, if I can't even see how many hash marks there are because there's so many hash marks, then I can't watch all that. I need like you get 10 Insta stories kind of for me tops. Like that's all and then I'm just going to click through because you know, it's fine, but like there's just nothing that captures my attention to that degree. Now, when you actually look at who I do follow, I've never followed more fashion bloggers than I currently am.
Okay. I would say I've never followed more celebrities than I currently do.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, when I say celebrities, I mean cast members of various cities of The Real Housewives. That's what I mean.
You're using the term loosely.
Hey y'all, it's Sophie. I'm here one more time in this particular episode because I want to tell you about Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Y'all, this is the neatest thing. And if you are trying to do good things for yourself in this new year, in 2019, Care Of makes it so much easier to stick to your health-related resolutions. They have this online quiz that lets you know exactly what you need. The online quiz asks you about your diet and your health goals and your lifestyle choices, and it only takes 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. It can be really hard to know what vitamins or supplements you should be taking, but Care Of makes it easy to find out what you specifically need to be your healthiest self. Y'all, I find it so overwhelming sometimes to deal with things like vitamins and supplements. And what I love about Care Of is that they're delivered to your door in these really handy individual packets, and you just pull them off and you can, going out of town, you can pull two at a time or five at a time, but you don't have to take bottles everywhere. You can stick the packets in your purse. It just makes it so much more convenient to take care of yourself through vitamins and supplements. Y'all, 90% of people fall short of FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. So find out where you're lacking with Care Of's online quiz and get back on track to reaching your health goals. So take advantage of this month's special New Year offer. For 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, you go to takecareof.com and enter the promo code BIGBOO50. BIGBOO50 for 50% off your first month of personalized Care of Vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter the promo code BIGBOO50. Alrighty, back to the rest of episode 134.
I don't need or want social media to change my life in a meaningful way.
No, heavens no.
I don't necessarily. Now, you know, if Beth Moore wants to come in and drop a word on Twitter, I am always here for that. Like I'm going to go in all the way with that. But by and large, especially on Instagram, I find that what I want to do is I want to laugh. Like I want to, I like it light. I like it fluffy. I don't need social media to change my life. But
I totally get it. I totally get it. Listen, I mean, and Perry is even, because, you know, he gets on my Instagram because, you know, he doesn't have his own, but he'll get on mine. But he's like, who are these people? Like he said, who are these fashion bloggers? Like on the way to church on Sunday morning, he goes, did you know apparently it's a thing that fashion bloggers on Sunday mornings, they take a picture of their shoes and their steering wheel. He said, so that you can see that they drive a Range Rover or a Mercedes.
Okay.
He said, so you got the strategic steering wheel. He said, apparently it's a thing. He said, and they hashtag it like Sunday morning vibes. And I thought, I'm so scared that he just told me Sunday morning vibes.
Did he observe that or did he read that somewhere?
No, he observed that through scrolling through my Instagram feed that morning.
I so appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Level of observing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sunday morning vibes. And so then I did my best fashion blogger imitation for him, which I said, hey guys, everybody's been asking about this sweatshirt and I got it in a triple XS because I wanted it a little oversized. I just needed it a little bit baggy. So I got the triple XS. But if you'll go on, I'm going to have a try on sesh. I'm going to go to Target and I'm going to have a try on sesh for you guys. And so I got these glasses and they're the new Gucci. And I didn't know that they had mirrored lenses. So I've decided they're not worth the $600 and I'm going to send them back.
Listen, as you know, I went to Mississippi State Monday night to talk to the Coyotes, and I had a whole, I'm retelling Melanie this story, everybody, because she already knows, but I had a whole new talk planned, and it was on leadership, and it was like, for me, it was pretty strong. Like I was going in there, I was getting ready to call some girls forward. And then when I got there, one of my former students who was in that chapter was like, we have told everybody how funny you are. And I'm thinking, what I have for you this evening would probably not be characterized as funny. And I've kind of learned over time, like sometimes you just have to flex, you know?
Yeah,
so anyway, so I ended up not doing that talk. And I trust I'll get to use it at some other point in time. But one of the things I said in there is, we don't need any more vloggers. Like,
no.
We don't need any more. We need zero more lifestyle experts.
Yes.
But we are full. We are at capacity, but we don't need anybody else who's telling us, like, and listen, if you'd like more of this kind of content, just hit me up below and subscribe. Like, we don't need any more. Mm-mm. We don't. We're full.
You can go on the Like It to Know It app and you can see here where I got these. So let me show you. I got these shorts. Now I needed mine a little longer. So I got the 2.5-inch inseam. Now you guys might not want the 2.5-inch.
You know what we need, honestly, maybe what we really need is we need some more 40-something fashion bloggers, some 50-something fashion bloggers who are like, all right, y'all, I got the 6-inch inseam. I got some really bad varicose veins happening right up in here. And I like cover those up when I sit in my lounge chair at the soccer field. Yeah. I got this
dress in a size 12 because I don't want to have to worry about eating enchiladas.
Yeah. No. Or really, normally I would wear an extra large, but I wanted a little baggy. So I went ahead and I went and got me a 2X just because I needed it to hang a little bit.
Yes. That's it.
That's what we need.
Yeah, we do. And that's, you know, it's funny because Perry said that. He was like, you ought to do it. He said, why don't you? He said, you ought to. He said, you could be a fashion blogger. He said, you've got good style. And I said, that would require, I said, do you know how much I do not? I said, there's no amount of money you can put on me having to get up and put on makeup and look cute and get dressed and take pictures of myself every day. That's like my worst nightmare.
The amount of contemplation and introspection you go through before you even film yourself to do an Insta story. I feel like it's been the subject of prayer. It has, you have considered all the possible outcomes. Like, you are not somebody generally who wakes up thinking about ways you can get on camera.
No, I do not. I don't want to. I mean, I feel like I spend a good 98% of my life non-camera ready. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I posted that Amazon jumpsuit, I don't know, like 2 weeks ago or whatever on Fashion Friday. And somebody came on and said, I would love when you get the jumpsuit in, take a picture of yourself in the jumpsuit so we can kind of see how it fits and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I really did have intentions. I thought, okay, I'll do that. The next time I've got like my hair and makeup done, I'll throw that on and I'll take a picture. I'm going to tell you, that's been 2 weeks ago and that still mm-hmm. hadn't happened. Mainly because I really haven't had my hair and makeup done in those 2 weeks at a time that I've been home to put that jumpsuit on. So I'm like, I can't think about it. It's too much.
You know, I put my makeup on, or maybe you don't know this. I don't know. I put my makeup on every day at school. Like, I've just, I have stopped over really the course of the last year and a half trying to get my makeup on before I get to work, because mm-hmm. like, it's something that I can sit at my desk and do. I typically don't have a meeting or anything. Sometimes I do have a meeting like at 7:30 and I'll just go in without any makeup. I'll put some lipstick on or some lip gloss on and just go. Nobody cares. No. I'm not, what I've got on my face is not the subject of anybody's concern. It's just me feeling better about myself. But mm-hmm. I guess it was this morning, I was in my office. Alex was in there with some friends and I was literally putting my concealer on like in a V under each eye, mm-hmm. putting like a patch of it on each side of my lip and then like taking it down my nose. And some friends of Alex's walked in and I thought, I'm just like, hey, y'all. And I mean, I haven't blended anything. It's just straight up on my face. And I thought they might as well get used to it. So I just sat there and rubbed it in. I mean, I don't know. It works. I usually have my makeup on by 8. Sometimes it's 8:30, you know, it's just depends on what the morning holds.
Yeah, I know. It's just, and I mean, my thing is a lot of times, like I'll get up and either I'm writing in the morning or I'm doing, and then like today I met Gully for lunch, but it was like, I'd been writing all morning and I'm like, all we're going to go do is eat at Zoe's. And then I was going back to her house because she wanted to show me this dress she'd bought to see if I liked it. And then I was like, and then I'm going back home. So like, well, I'm not putting on makeup for that. Mm. I mean, I don't care. Who am I going to see at Zoe's kitchen? It doesn't matter. Like, so, and I'm in workout clothes because that's what I wear all the time anyway. So I don't know. I just, sometimes I'm like my grandmother, my nanny, God, her soul, who never, I mean, she never walked out of her house without a full face of makeup.
If my mama saw me with concealer, like not the blended in concealer, but just where I have like drawn the lines of concealer on my face, welcoming people into my office with enthusiasm, I would get the biggest Sophie Sims. Mm-hmm. Sophie, I did not raise you to do that. Listen, mm-hmm. she would not be a fan. But to me, I don't know, that just falls in the category of real life. Like, hey, guess what? We have to get out of the house pretty early every morning. I don't necessarily want to wake up 30 minutes earlier so that I have time to do a full face of makeup. So I'm not. Like, I'm just... Yeah.
I know.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
So I think by the time really Alex graduates, probably every person in his grade will have watched me at some point put on my eyeshadow, put on some blush. Like, I just.
Well, they'll be better for it. It'll prepare them for real life. So but that's why I have to use my Nivea and all my creams, because I'm like, I got to keep my face looking as good as it can, makeup free, because that's how I am most of the time.
I know. And that's kind of how I always get up and wash my face, and I put my CEO, that the Sunday Riley moisturizer I like so much on. And so I feel like my skin feels really good, you know, when I go into work, and I kind of like to have a little time to soak all that in, and then I'll get I'll get on with the makeup. But as we have discussed before, I like skincare so much more than I like makeup. I think people, some people like Jamie, our friend Jamie Golden, like both, but I really like skincare more than I like makeup.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. And I like, listen, I look significantly better with makeup. I mean, that's, I'm not going to lie, but it's just, I just can't be bothered a lot of times. So especially if I'm not going anywhere.
I agree. So. I did buy a new palette last week. I went to Sephora last Wednesday night after I dropped Alex off at church. And I wanted my, I love the Urban Decay Basics.
Yes.
New basic nudes eyeshadow palette, which has been discontinued. And so all they had was the basic two, which I do not care for as much because those colors are not quite, don't have as much pink in them. They're a little bit more yellow to me. So I bought a new palette. I bought the Too Faced Natural Matte Palette, which is a gorgeous palette. And I love the colors. But in the store, the girl said, they have got great pigment. She said, it smells a little bit like coconuts. And I kind of heard her, but I was like, you know, okay, whatever. And I smelled it, the sample palette in the store, but it didn't really smell like coconuts. Well, I'm here to tell you, it really does smell like coconuts. Like, it does. It's supposed to have coconut oil in it. I don't know what it is. Maybe not coconut oil. I don't know. But anyway, it does have a little bit of a scent to it. And I love the colors. But my goodness, it's disconcerting a little bit to get ready to put on your eyeshadow and feel like you're at the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because those two things don't really go together.
I'm just curious about what's up with it and why they decided to do it. But the colors are great and the pigment is great.
Okay.
And I figure if I leave it open long enough, maybe the smell will dissipate some.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
I've been hearing really good things about the Charlotte Tilbury, her palette, her eyeshadow palette is supposed to be really good. Now, I have not checked into it myself because the Sephora closest to my house doesn't carry the Charlotte Tilbury products. But a lot of my fashion bloggers that I follow are talking about how good it is. So I may have to go check that out at some point.
Our Sephora is getting ready to move to a new storefront in the same shopping development thing. The Sephora I get to is at the Summit in Birmingham, and it's getting ready to move down by Trader Joe's. And the girl was telling me when I was in there last week, it's going to be much bigger.
Oh.
But they are going to have the Charlotte Tilbury stuff in store.
Okay. Well, she's got two products. You know, I love I use that, it's like the bronzing moisturizer. It's called something glow. I'm going to have to look it up. I can't remember. It's something. But I've also heard the Flawless Filter is really good. Like it gives you like a lit from within that you use like under your foundation. And so,
that sounds delightful.
I heard that's really good. And then I've heard that her eyeshadow palettes are really good. And I need a new eyeshadow palette. Now, as I've just said, I never wear makeup, but it's the Pillow Talk eyeshadow palette, and it's got all my colors that I normally wear because it's like those champagne-y, you know, taupe-y type colors.
I'm looking right now. I want to see what. Yes, you know, I like that.
That's a good.
I wear those too. That's very pretty.
Yeah, and then the Hollywood.
Oh, well, I may have to get me one of those.
Yeah, and then the Hollywood Flawless Filter is supposed to be what I've really been thinking is after I finish this book, I'm going to treat myself to like a visit to Nordstrom to maybe try some of these things out in person and decide. Yeah, so the unisex healthy glow. That's what I have from her that I love. So.
Okay.
And I do put that on because it comes on, it's like a moisturizer, but it comes out in your hand gray, which is very disconcerting, but it just gives you like a little bit of a glow. So it kind of evens your complexion out, but then it doesn't feel like you're wearing anything.
Oh, I like that.
It's a good, but I guess just one color fits all. I guess it adapts to your skin. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to investigate this eyeshadow palette. Now, I see one of them has a little metallic thing to it, and I feel like I can't wear those
anymore.
No,
they say that once you're over like 40, I think you're not supposed to really wear a metallic necessarily. But I know, but the ones that are the more matte, I think are really pretty. So,
you know, I'm still in my 40s.
I know. So right now, sky's the limit. You can do anything you want, but
I'm still in my 40s. All right. Okay. So I guess that's a whole episode that we just spent talking about pretty much nothing.
Yes. Oh, one more thing that feels like important news. Did you see that the Fug Girls are coming out with a sequel to The Royal We in 2020?
I did not.
Yes. And it is called.
I did not.
Yes, ma'am. It's coming out 2020, spring of 2020, which is also when my book comes out. So what I'm going to tell you, don't go buy my book. Go get the sequel to The Royal We. That's what you want to read.
It's called something,
I don't know that this is the title, but it's something like The Heir and the Spare or something like that.
Okay.
I Googled it. They posted about it and then I couldn't find the post where they had posted about it, but I saw it on Twitter and I could not be more excited.
Okay. I'm going to look at The Royal We.
Hold on. I just remembered where I could find it because our friend Twitter. Oh yeah. It's called The Heir Affair. The Heir Affair. In 2020 is when it's coming out. So I don't know if it is spring of 2020. Maybe that's just my book I'm thinking of that's spring of 2020. But this one that's it.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to go to the beach at the same time or something.
Yeah, and read that book. I cannot wait to see what Bex is up to.
Bex.
I know.
All righty. Well, everybody, thanks for listening to us talk about, whatever.
Taxes, drugs.
Yeah.
Oliver North. Mm-hmm. Everything that you basically want.
Oliver North.
Everything you look for in a quality podcast experience.
Supper, etc.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll try to be back soon. And we really are. We're going to get this Patreon thing going. We really are.
Yeah.
Like,
we are.
Just be on the lookout.
As soon as we get our taxes in, we're going to figure that out. That's what's next.
No, we'll get it done, I think, before taxes. We'll get it done.
All right. I'm in.
All right. Well, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.